the league office another shot.
Steve, when you did one of the interviews a couple weeks ago, I think it was the television interview, you said that you couldn't envision Ray playing for the team again. Why did you make that decision then? And now that they've kind of leaked those text messages as a part of this article, could you ever still see the situation where you could work for the organization in that capacity you suggested in the text messages?
Thank you. That's a great question. And yes, I could. He will not play for us. But what his lawyer is forcing him to do to prepare for this thing, I'm not holding against him. And so I'll stick with what I thought of last week before that article came out and his friends started making things up. I'm very comfortable that's easy for me to forgive Ray, because he is he's getting advice that I don't necessarily agree with, but I'm not going to hold that against Ray.
Just to follow up to that, what was it about Ray that you decided, well, he can't play for me again, but I could employ him again?
Because I could employ him as when you listen to Chris Carter on NFL Network, aren't you kind of struck with how honest he is about his past failings? This is a guy that was a drug addict, that was kicked off a team, that got straight and became a Hall of Famer, and now he's up there. So that's why Chris is asked to speak at the rookie symposium. That's why we asked Dante Stallworth to talk to our players when he was here on an internship, because people that redeem themselves are the best ones to lead others. And so I believe that this was Ray's one terrible moment. And so I had all the faith in the world that if he could never get hired by the NFL again, that he's going to go on to bigger and better things. And in my mind, I thought, well, if he's going to spend his life advocating against domestic violence, nobody's going to pay him for that necessarily. But I could hire him to work with Harry and help lead these people. And Harry doesn't have personal stories of redemption that Ray would have. And so I believe in my heart that Ray would be a great addition to us when it comes to trying to steer these guys from what they're saying. Young men to grown men. It's like, you know, we're not starting with a fresh product. We're starting with 22-year-olds. I mean, they're grown men, you know, and so they're going to make mistakes. And I would hope that Ray would be a great asset to us down the road, or any other team or any other organization.
Julianne?
I have two questions for you. Why did you feel like you needed to see the videotape and for there to be all this public, basically, furor over what happened in the videotape in order to cut him from the team when the facts were already out there?
You're going back too far. So what you're saying is, should I have cut him in February after I saw the first tape?
Well,
is that your question?
The information, I saw the police report. Why did it take basically the whole nation looking at this videotape and saying this was wrong for you guys to finally decide, well, maybe we should cut him?
Equal misdemeanors, promises for probation. I think this is a society thing. So as much as I would like to tell you that I should have stood up and said, the hell with the way the world views this, we're going to take a stand above better and bigger than anybody else, I'm not that good. All right. I'm not that honorable, I guess, that I was not prepared to take the worst case punishment against somebody that I have incredibly loving feelings for. So, because I cared about him.
Did you have two? Is that it?
Yeah,
two?
I had five.
All right. Charles?
Okay. Steve, would you describe this as the greatest crisis that you faced in your time leading the Ravens? And then how do you respond to there was a suggestion on Forbes that you could ultimately be forced to sell the team because of the situation?
Clearly, it's the worst crisis. I think that you could take all the other mini crises together, and alone, this would still be the biggest crisis compared to everything else combined. I didn't see the Forbes magazine article saying that I could be forced to sell. That would be interesting. And that would be interesting. If they force me to sell, then I guess I'll sell.
Is that to suggest you don't think that's likely?
It's the first I heard about it. I don't work that hard anyway, so if I sold the team, it's not like I would be losing 60 hours a week.
Ben?
Steve, you've had to react here to numerous opinions about what has gone on. One most recent is Ray Lewis. I don't know if you heard what he had to say regarding this isn't the organization he left. Some people were put off by that. Did you hear that? Do you have any response to what Ray Lewis said on ESPN?
I didn't hear him say it directly. I think somebody else said that. It's been a year and a half since Ray's been gone. If Ray could have prevented all of this from happening, then he's even more powerful than I thought he was. More influential than I thought he was. And I'm not even saying that tongue in cheek. I literally have a hard time believing that this wouldn't have happened if Ray was 32 years old and still had 4 years left in our organization. So, I'm glad he's that confident.
Bruce?
Is this going to lead to, or is there in effect now, a zero tolerance policy for domestic violence?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I give you my word that some things are going to change. You know, I give you my word I think that's pretty safe. I think that we're going to have to go. I think this is something that we're going to deal with personally with the Ravens. And I assume you're just talking about the Ravens, right? Well, again, I think that our standards, whatever the NFL's are, ours will be as much, if not more, you know. And trust me, every draft we have players that we take off the board for these kind of instances. Because if you're at that starting point, why would you put yourself through that? Can we avoid situations like Ray Rice's? Absolutely not. Will we handle it differently? 100%, I guarantee you we will. But will it be the minute it happens and do we cut him? Because we are so close to bordering on a slippery slope the other way with this whole scarlet letter thing. Because there was a letter that I think the woman that accused Brandon Marshall, there is a letter at the league saying that her sending a letter to the league saying I was coerced to do this by family to get money from them. So you can bet there are some opportunistic people out there that are going to look at this zero tolerance place we're getting to or going to get to, and they're going to say, boy, this is really, really going to be easy to threaten and get some money, because the minute I threaten him in season, he gets cut and suspended for 6 games, or like I said, as far as I'm concerned, it can be a year. But when other people are then motivated to do that, then you're going to get to a point where some people are going to be very, very falsely accused. So where we end there, hopefully it's fair on both sides.
We'll do 3 more questions. It'll be Chris, John, and Jerry. Chris.
Steve, when you go back to February and everything we know about the decisions that were made along the way, it involved you, Pass, Ozzie Newsom, Coach Harbaugh, perhaps other people in the organization that we may not know about. Were there any women involved in any of these decisions from February until now?
No.
And if there weren't, do you think there might be something?
We don't have a female president or GM or coach. So to that extent, no. If I can get Kevin out someday soon, then maybe we'll consider replacing him with a female. But It's not in our structure, and it's not something that you'd pull in a representative group of females that work here and say, hey, we're making these big decisions, because unfortunately we were not making any decisions. We were letting it play out. There wasn't a whole lot to get gather around and talk about.
John?
Speaking of Kevin, he said on Saturday this is an organization of transparency. Why did it take your hand being forced to put out all these details?
The what?
Why did it take your hand being forced by the ESPN report to put out all these details that might have explained some of the actions?
What actions are you explaining? I'm only the things in the report are refuting what ESPN wrote. What you think I should have just come out with those things just in case somebody accuses us?
Well, for instance, what Darren saw in the chain of events that he passed along, things like that.
I'm completely lost. I mean, you're going to have to either give me a better question or a different question or rephrase it. I don't know what you mean. We responded to an article that questioned our integrity and our character on Friday. These are the answers.
I guess I'm asking, there are specific details in here, such as Darren's contact with the police.
I gave that in my article. I didn't wait. That was what James Brown interviewed me about, and that's what Jane interviewed me about, and that's what Jeff interviewed me about. I answered 60 questions last week, and I didn't think I'd be up here again until that article that ESPN put out. So, I mean, maybe you can get them copies of it. I just found out a few hours ago that, like, James Brown thing was reduced to 5 questions. And when I read the transcript, there were 34 questions. So I don't know. Can they get that, the whole 34? Because I don't think CBS is just going to give it to them, right?
Well, I don't know if their raw video is on their site.
Okay.
Sometimes that happens.
Okay. If you read the 60 questions that I answered, then you would realize that all I'm doing today is responding to that article, and that I think you'd find it a fairly complete interview on those issues.
Jerry?
Steve, there was a question about believing Ray when he initially told you the story.
He didn't tell me the story.
Okay. When you had heard the story that he had told.
Correct.
He was apparently under the influence that night of alcohol.
Correct.
So how believable was he after getting his account, knowing that he was under the influence? Shouldn't that be a consideration maybe in taking his account?
It was the only account we had. I mean, it was the only account we had, so we took it. You know, I don't know. You take into account meaning what?
Well, what Ray told you was what he believed occurred that night.
Correct.
As he was under the influence of alcohol.
Right. And then a few days later, Darren had it described to him from a policeman watching that fuzzy bouncing tape. So Ray's description of it was somewhat accurate with that, with then what was described to Darren.
Okay.
You can ask it again.
Well, I'm just
trying
to clarify whether or not you felt like you were misled because of that.
Because he was under the influence. It's very possible that Ray's explanation was not accurate because he was drunk or because he was embarrassed or because he was humiliated. There's a lot of motivation to maybe not be as graphic as what we saw in that tape 2 weeks ago, you know, and alcohol would have been one of them. I'm not all right. If you want to ask a few more questions, I'm fine. I mean, are you good?
All right, Stan. We'll go Stan, Aditi, Peter.
Steve, I'm wondering if the organization gets what some people are upset about. I read your letter to the stakeholders because I am one of them, and I read there were 2,200 comments afterwards. Most of them seemed to be upset that you released Ray that quickly after seeing the video. Are you worried that you can't win on one side and yet you can't win on the other?
Yeah, we knew that. Yes. I have heard opinions stand that are not just one or the other. It's like a wheel. I mean, there's 20 different positions that people are taking. It's crazy. And every time I read one, I'm like, well, that wouldn't have solved. That would have then they would have been happier by not releasing them or getting the league to suspend them, but then not cut them. So, you know, there's a couple different iterations that you can go through and say that a lot of people have their own opinions about how this all should have went down. But we just had to do what we thought was that we all agreed was the right thing to do that Monday morning.
And my only follow up to that is, are you confident you're responding to the right side of the argument now?
Yes. It was the lesser of two evils. There was no doubt in my mind that I knew we'd be criticized regardless. But criticized for not cutting them, to me, was something that the five men in that room couldn't live with. This we could. And we could rise up and we could then at least be on the side of the victim. And it's not just Janae. The victim is, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to elevate this way past any other problem in the NFL. Any of these other things that possibly get people suspended, this is going to be the scarlet letter one. This is going to be the one. And I think you're going to see that. I think those are the positive changes that are going to help our league and our team earn back some respect and be leaders in that fight. And hopefully it'll free up some police and some prosecutors to say the public is demanding that we treat this differently. The public is demanding more.
You've repeatedly talked about how much you love Ray Rice. Is this a personal struggle to reconcile that video with the Ray Rice you love? And now do you look at all of your players differently? Will you look at all of your players differently now?
No, I won't. No, because I can't. I'm 54 years old. No, I can't just change on a dime and say, now I'm going to look at you all. And I told them before they left in July, after the mini camp, I spoke to the team and I said, it is healthy to be paranoid. Every minute you're out, when you're getting showered, when you're getting dressed, be paranoid. Say to yourself, tonight's the night that somebody is going to put me in a bad situation or I'm going to put myself in. When you walk into a bar or a restaurant or a nightclub, I want you to look around. Pick out a stranger and go, that's the guy that's going to pick a fight with me tonight. It's not him, but if you're thinking that, you're going to be a lot closer to the man that you want to be by the time you walk out of there. So it's really healthy to be paranoid when you're out and about. And so I want them to be paranoid, but I'm not going to be paranoid of them. I'm not going to look at my guys and go, I wonder which one's the next one that's going to disappoint us. I might as well get out of the business if I'm going to look at them all as future trouble.
Peter? Steve, you're saying there's several inaccuracies in the ESPN article, and they only gave you 2 hours to respond on Friday. This article made the rounds all over the weekend. ESPN is a broadcast partner. Obviously, Ray Lewis works for ESPN. Have you had any contact with ESPN, the network, and the people maybe in charge of that organization on moving forward, what you guys are going to do?
No, I haven't. The other one I don't know. I think, obviously, a lot of you guys know Kevin Van Valkenburg. I thought Kevin was one of the best writers the Sun ever had. I gave him a compliment one time. After an article that he had written, and I said, you're the best. And I think 2 weeks later, I walked him up to my office just because our conversation went that way. And he told me that he was leaving for ESPN. So I'm not mad at those guys for writing the article. I'm really not. There's a whole lot of you. There's more of you than there are players in the NFL, and you've got to produce a lot of stuff. So, I'm not inclined to blame them for writing this. I wish that they had at least acknowledged that during their fact-finding, they were getting the majority of this story from people who are paid to work to get Ray's suspension overturned. It just would have been, just like you all right at the end, you know, full disclosure, I used to work for this. Man, it would have been nice if they said, keep in mind that most of the people we've interviewed here are his friends and his agents and his lawyers, and that would have been nice, because I think maybe people would have looked at it and said, well, let's keep that in mind when we read it, too. So,
have you ever met the trainer who sourced throughout it?
No. No.
Steve, if the Ravens organization is not guilty of a cover-up, as ESPN alleges, what, if anything, are you guilty of?
What are we guilty of? I guess it is that one thing, that if we had pressed for the tape, we would have gotten it to the league. If I had pressed the league to get the tape, the league would have gotten it. That's what I believe.
Roger Goodell, in the Bounty Gate situation, said of Sean Payton, basically, that ignorance was not an excuse. Why is ignorance an excuse here?
An excuse for what?
An excuse for an insufficient response, as you acknowledge, after the fact.
But he's now got all the information, and now it's not an insufficient. It's a, we cut him, and he's indefinitely suspended.
I'm saying that initially, though, you guys, as you concede, were not.
I'm not here to talk about Roger. All right, you're asking.
From you guys' sake, the fact that you guys didn't know more, because with or without the NFL, the punishment could have been stiffer. So why shouldn't you be held to the same standard, I guess, that Sean Payton or other organizations have been held?
That there's no excuse that I didn't get the video?
Yes.
Okay, there is no excuse for me to have not demanded that video, except I wasn't concerned or interested enough to demand it. Never crossed my mind. I'm sorry for that. Deeply sorry for that. If it had crossed my mind, I would have demanded it. If I had demanded it, I would have gotten it. And if I had gotten it, I would have forwarded it to the NFL, and it would have turned into an unprecedented suspension for Ray. And then if that had happened in April, and that turned into an 8-game suspension, then nobody would have seen Ray in a football uniform for 7 months at the very earliest. And then I think people might have been a little more forgiving of him and a little more capable of welcoming him back.
Gary?
Steve, Jhené Rice was up on that same stage you are at the first press conference for this. Does the team plan to, or is there any way you could reach out personally to her to both apologize or to somehow explain things further to her personally?
Do you know what? Probably not in my best interest right now to do that. I mean, I've communicated in my interviews last week that she's still the one that's suffering the most. She's still the one that's suffering the most, because now she has an unemployed husband, and this thing is being replayed over and over in the press. So I think that there will be a time when I can meet with Ray, and a time when I can meet with Jhené. And I think that they're going to be two very successful members of our community in the years to come. I really believe that.
Okay. That's good. We're going almost 50 minutes.
Thank you.
All right. And we're having Coach come in here in just a few.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.